Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. There's a new Illinois law taking effect. It's aimed at improving due process for people who've had their gun owner ID cards revoked or denied. Anyone can have their ID card taken away if they're reported to the state police to be a danger to themselves or others. The new law creates an expedited review for people who believe that they were wrongfully deemed dangerous. Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan carried the bill through the legislature.
I think we all can agree that somebody who is going to have a significant right taken away from them, they have the right to understand why.
Morgan says the bill was an initiative of law enforcement groups. Gun rights advocates, however, were opposed. Illinois lawmakers recently passed a bill creating a state-run direct admissions program to simplify the college application process. The initiative allows students to be admitted into colleges and universities across the state based on their GPA. Jose Garcia is with the Illinois Board of Higher Education. He says there are many benefits to the program.
Each institution, each public university will set their GPA requirement. Students will not need to provide any essays, no letters of recommendation, and application fees will also be waived. So in other words, this is a free program.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the University of Illinois Chicago are not participating in direct admission. Chicago's Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates made the case today for the school district to borrow money to deal with its budget deficit. Pedro Martinez, whose tenure as CPS CEO ended just last week, said taking out a loan would be fiscally irresponsible. Speaking in front of civic leaders, Davis Gates argued the debate is not about a loan, but rather about the realities of budget shortfalls.
So choices about the budget left students at Julian High School in 2025 without a math teacher for nearly a year.
CPS is grappling with a $529 million deficit for the next school year. The interim CEO has not ruled out borrowing. Otherwise, significant cuts to schools would have to be made. A new play, Debat on Devon Avenue, follows a fictional South Asian family running a restaurant. A few members of the cast are bringing the real-life memories of the street to the show. Actress Aria Dare plays the daughter of the restaurant owner. She said her family would drive in from the western suburbs on the weekends to shop and eat in the neighborhood.
That was a big part of the enticement to do the play, that it's set on Devon Avenue, which is a place that we came as children with our parents. We would come here and eat at Udupi Palace, which is still there and very delicious.
Debat on Devon Avenue is playing at Writers Theater through July 27th. You're listening to The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers are trying to rein in a new way to pay for college and training programs. They're called Income Share Agreements, or ISAs. A student gets the cost of tuition paid in exchange for a cut of their future income. Supporters say they can be a good alternative to high-interest private loans, but critics liken them to indentured servitude. WBEZ's Lisa Korean Phillips reports.
Jose Aguilar meets me outside a Starbucks after working an 8-hour shift. He's a delivery driver for FedEx. He was about to start his sophomore year at the University of Illinois Chicago when he found out he couldn't get federal financial aid.
That year, my father didn't file his taxes and he was kind of like MIA on me.
Aguilar paid out of pocket for one semester, exhausted his life savings, then took a semester off and worked. He said he would have dropped out then, if not for Better Future Forward, a nonprofit that offered him a kind of private student loan he didn't know existed. Instead of repaying the amount he borrowed plus a really high interest rate, he'll pay a set percentage of his income for 10 years, and only when he starts earning $48,000 a year or more.
At least I know that if I lose my job, they're not gonna charge me anything, and I'm gonna be able to at least like sustain my own, you know, well-being, you know, being able to put food on the table, being able to pay for gas and things like that.
On the flip side, if he gets a really good paying job, he could wind up paying way more than he borrowed. Kevin James is the CEO of Better Future Forward, the nonprofit that helped Aguilar.
Your payments are calculated as a percentage of your income because we're trying to ensure that they are affordable. And you finish the obligation when you've either made 10 years of actual payments when earning above that amount, or if you have persistently low income, the obligation just ends after 20 years.
It's an option that could become more appealing as President Donald Trump and conservative lawmakers try to cut back access to federal student loans and grants, and families are forced to turn more to private lenders to pay for school. But not all ISAs work like the ones offered by Better Future Forward. Winston Berkman-Breen is the legal director for the Student Borrower Protection Center, which advocates for more equitable student debt policies.
The majority of ISAs have been aligned with pretty shady for-profit like tech boot camp sort of programs. And so if you want to even take the position that ISAs are tools and are not good or bad, they have mostly been used for bad.
That's exactly how Princeton Whittington got ensnared in one. The Chicagoan saw an ad for a 12-week training on user experience design. Reps from the company promised an $80,000 job upon completion. But Whittington either had to drop $13,000 for tuition up front or sign an ISA, and they were pressured into making a quick decision.
At the time, their new cohort was starting, and they were just like, yeah, if you don't pay up front or do this income share agreement, you can't start. Like, we'll just have to wait. And I was just like, I can't wait because I don't have a job and I need some income. I should have hesitated a little bit longer.
The $80,000 a year job never materialized, not even close. Instead, Whittington has been cobbling together contract work. They have long stretches of unemployment. But as long as they're earning at least $40,000 a year, they have to send 10% of their gross income each month to a lender. They could wind up paying 60% more than the program actually cost. Whittington says instead of making education more accessible, ISA providers
find more ways to put you in debt so we can get more money from your debt.
Illinois lawmakers approved a bill last month outlining a long list of rules specific to ISAs, including limits on the number of payments and share of income a student can be charged. Students can't be made to pay if they're making less than $47,000 a year. Still, Whittington says students should find another way.
There are options out there. You just got to look a little harder.
Whittington is now considering enrolling in a tuition-free program at UIC once they've read through all the fine print. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
A look at weather. It's sunny, hot, and humid with a high near 97 degrees. Heat index values as high as 101 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 75 degrees. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 96. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.